I've seen trouble home.
All right, we're in overdrive. We're in overdrive, and I am here taking a few final calls. I want to finish with Tony in Idaho. I was telling a story, and they get to Matt in Australia, and I won't be able to get to Gary and Michelle. I apologize. But Tony in Idaho, so they've arrested you many, many times. Finally, they couldn't squeeze any money out of you. They tried to find a way to lock you up permanently to teach you a lesson, but the Constitution wouldn't let them do that. There'll be a FEMA camp later, don't worry. But because you're out of their system, which a lot of folks have been forced out of it because you just can't live in it. A lot of people can't. It's designed to be unsustainable, so they can force you into their system, that they now are just leaving you alone. I mean, you know, the police, you're told to leave illegal aliens alone. Can't you leave sovereign citizens, mainly folks that have lost everything they had or are disabled? I know a lot of these folks here in Austin. Can't you just let them sleep in their little minivan? Can't you just let them have their little can of Spam and their crackers and go do odd jobs at people's houses? No, you got to arrest them every week and beat them up because they're the Americans that aren't paying money to the foreign bankers. They're the Americans that aren't going to go along with the cashless society. And it's the same. They're attacking these type of guys all over the world. Let me guess your profile, Tony. Did I accurately guess it, or are you a handyman?
Pretty much, yes.
There you go. I just know hundreds of this guy. Okay, and so they attack you like you're the living plague because the feds have taught them so. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the last time, the last cop that stopped me was a month after they had already told me that the sheriff had ordered them to leave me alone. And I was kind of worried because this guy followed me for a long ways past a bunch of houses, and he stopped me out in the middle of nowhere out on a dirt road.
Yeah, well, because they tell him these are cop killers, that you want to deal with them. Go ahead and arrest him. He reads ADL comic books all day, believing it. And so he was ready for you probably out there on that lonely stretch. By the way, I didn't ask you if you were a handyman, did I? Off air.
No.
No, I mean, I'm people to know. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You are people. I don't want to get into your whole story, but I imagine it's been pretty rough. And now you're out there just trying to get food to eat.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you about that last stop, but. This guy, this is a cop that had taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. He was accusing me of being a constitutionalist as if I was a lawbreaker by being a constitutionalist in his mind.
No, I know. See, I knew that was coming next. No, it's all ADL, which is a foreign government, and Southern Poverty Law Center, and these Obama globalists that say we're the enemy. Listen, they tell cops you're a terrorist if you talk about Agenda 21. It's all real. It's all happening. Everything we talked about is happening, but these cops are brainwashed. Listen, I have video of police finding a copy of a Constitution in a car, and they begin to hyperventilate. And you think it's a Monty Python joke. It's not.
Yeah, one of the reasons that the sheriff had ordered them to leave me alone is because there is a maxim of law written in man's law, in American law, that states the source of the right determines the governing law. I am a follower of Christ. I haven't submitted myself.
Well, that's right. That's why the Amish don't have to have all the IDs and stuff, because under common law, it's recognized they are apart from the system, and this country was founded by the pilgrims trying to do the same thing. The basis of America is about leave me alone. The basis of America is I can come out of your system.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know my ancestors hopped on a ship, a leaky ship, and came across the ocean trying to get away from all that stuff. But, I mean, it's right back here. And they're like, well, you got to follow some law. Yeah, if it's not a totally lawless New World Order law, it's not constitutional. And our Constitution is based on God's law. It points out our law comes from God, and you're going to follow it. I'm going into more overdrive. I'm going to come back with Matt in Australia, Tony, and others. Tony, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Now I have time to take those other calls. Call back in. 800-259-9231. Those callers I said I couldn't go to, I'll come. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Welcome back, my friends.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of time.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I knew too much. Yeah, that's poetry. When I was way out there, people thought I was crazy. But not because I didn't know enough. I knew too much. I know that old man that just called in, though I've never met him. Never talked to him until today. And I know the police that are listening right now. And I know the women. And I know the children. And I know myself. They say that if you know yourself, that that's the beginning of real knowledge. Fear of God is the beginning of knowledge as well. Ha, ha, ha. Bless your soul. You think you're in control. No, no one is in control, ladies and gentlemen, but God, and the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. All right, I want to hit a few other news items here before I finish up with some of these calls in this segment. And I also want to point everybody to a video that I put out Sunday morning. That's got well over 200,000 views, and the way the YouTube system's delayed, I'll probably have 500,000 by tomorrow, which is good because this will really save a lot of lives. The secret of Whitney Houston's death discovered. And then I just get into the dangers of prescription drugs in the piece and point out that it was prescription drugs that killed her and not the illegal drugs. Not that I'm saying illegal drugs are good either. And I just point out the same globalists that are pushing prescription drugs on us are the ones bringing illegal drugs in. So it's an important video, and it goes along with an article written by Paul Watson that's also gone viral today. Establishment media hides fact that Big Pharma killed Whitney Houston. Here's some of the other articles at Infowars.com. Mossad boss secretly trekked to U.S. looking for Iran attack green light. And the media's leaking that. Kurt wrote about it. But that's just all part of this show to act like Israel. And people say, well, you're defending Israel, saying the U.S. is involved. No, I'm not. The leadership of Israel is crazy wanting this war. And their own advisors have told them that on record. The point is the U.S. government's involved as well, because the U.S. government is globalist, just like Israel. Does that mean the Iranians are good? No. I don't like big government. I'm into the founding fathers and history. I don't like big authoritarian government. They're all bad. The Chi-Coms, the Russians, all of it. The world's in a lot of trouble. Free, good countries are very rare. You got to work really hard for them. So this idea of, well, you either are for the Iranians or for the United States. For the Iranians, Halliburton for 15 years under sanctions is the only company allowed to sell them oil-filled equipment, shutting down all our other companies. Halliburton's going to lecture us all day how patriotic they are when they're based in Dubai to get away from extradition charges. XCO, they're so patriotic. Blackwater, they're a bunch of globalists that hate this country. Their minions down at the grassroots level, killing themselves for the New World Order, think they're doing it for America. They take our best and brightest farm boys and turn them into New World Order killers. And they go around killing people all day, murdering people, torturing people, thinking they're defending America, doing the hard things they have to save the country. All right, I'm going to your calls. It's just I see this news. China avoids clear support for UN peacekeepers in Syria. I told you that was coming 6 months ago. They've always planned, as part of a larger plan, Wesley Clark's talked about it, to invade. They've already got proxy armies invading from three sides. And they've got fake actors all over CNN who are the voice of the resistance lying about casual. I'm not saying Assad's good, but it's clear exaggeration, like babies in incubators. How do I know it's all fake? I hardly watch CNN, but I heard about these people they have on via Skype videos. So I started going and watching them. The guys, there's two of them, are such bad actors that Anderson Cooper, who CIA has on every day, they're such bad actors. Show to show, there's different accents, and they go back and forth in their perfect English accent, upper class English accent, and into the fake Arabic accent of that region. I mean, it's they don't even have good operatives in there. I mean, they can't even, Gary, we need an actor for Team America. America! America! Oh, yeah! Fighting for your freedom! All right. I mean, they don't even have good actors. One day he's like, they are killing us! It is terrible! They're blowing up! They killed... Some say they kill no one, not true. 40,000 dead. They kill us. Help us. Please, please come with peacekeepers now. We will not ever. They're killing babies. Just like in Libya. They're raping children. Now the Al-Qaeda forces really are raping people. Yeah, there you go. That's the, they're putting up a Team America where he's like, help me. And they're like, how dare you make fun of us? Fire another missile. That's hilarious. I watched that on the treadmill yesterday. It's not about being gay, Gary. I'm going to stop right there. I'm out of control, ladies and gentlemen. The stress is getting to me. I love it when Alec Baldwin has been very useful to us. Come on in, Hans Blix. All right, I got to go to Australia. World War III, we're on the verge of it, so I'm laughing a little bit. It's gallows humor. Crowdhammer, Israel will strike Iran to prevent second Holocaust. The Iranians are not going to be able to do that. U.S. Navy, Iran prepares suicide bomb boats in the Gulf. That means they can't get the SEALs to do it, so they're going to have a robot boat pull up and blow up one of the ships. Get ready for that. Well, they don't have robot boats. No, they just had them 100 years ago. Report, Iran presidential... Yeah, they had remote control boats 100 years ago. Look it up. Report, Iran presidential advisor sentenced. An Iranian news agency reporter says President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's press advisor has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. And now the Ayatollahs are honing in on him to scapegoat him ahead of this war in case it doesn't go well. Just like they're looking at arresting Rupert Murdoch now. You notice you're getting a lot of pro-Obama news out of News Corp, because his Justice Department's going to indict News Corp if they don't. But all News Corp needs to do is just go after Fast and Furious and the rest of it. Bombers target Israeli diplomats in Georgia and India. Who knows if that's true, because the globalists bombed themselves. Al-Qaeda backs U.S. regime change in Syria. Yeah, Al-Qaeda groups are praising the U.S., saying send in more jihadis. NATO's loading them in as fast as they can. Iran preparing suicide boats. There's another one. Al-Qaeda paradox. Freedom fighters who hate us for our freedom. Tony Cartolucci, great article at prisonplanet.com. Yeah. Arab League, again, wants the U.N. peacekeepers in Syria. Oh, man. Let's go ahead and go to Matt in Australia. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about with the Big Brother state, and yeah, I just had a witness to it here in Western Australia. I live in a small suburb in Perth, and I had a 7 armed police officers virtually kick down my front gate with a seizure warrant to search my house for cannabis, which me and my wife, yes, we do grow it. It's for our own medicinal purposes because we believe in it so much. But, yeah, the thing was, it was that astounded me to the Big Brother state that you talk about, what's happening in America and us people here in Australia, and like myself, I look at it, and it's quite extreme what people you guys witness there in America every day with the police brutality and your TSA agents, stuff like that. But back to what happened to me today was, they came and seized all our cannabis and all of our growing equipment, our ballasts, our nutrients and all that sort of stuff. But they were tipped off by the power company because I had an excessive power bill of $1,000.
No, they admit, guys that are in your house, when you call a service person, they monitor your power, they have drones looking through your walls, and they're now in Canada raiding people for growing cucumbers or mushrooms or lettuce in the winter and saying you're not allowed to have a greenhouse. I mean, that if you're a new listener, folks, I'm not kidding. They raid you without warrants and then still give you a bill saying you're not zoned even in the country to have that. And you're saying you were obviously – were you growing the type of cannabis that has the HTC effect?
Oh, the THC and the CBD.
Growing
of it and what seeds and that at all. Yeah.
Sure, but I say more power to you. The point is, it's a great medicinal drug. The point is, George Washington grew, toothache hemp is what they called it. Stuff they'd have you smoke to, you had a toothache or stomachache. They called it toothache and stomach hemp. That's what George Washington called the stuff he grew that got you high. George Washington smoked pot. The new stuff's a lot more powerful, and I think people should be wary of it, especially if you have the wrong type of personality. You turn into a lazy, what. But they're spying on you everywhere, and I've seen people raided because they got fish tanks or whatever using too much power. And the smart meters, all of it, are spying on us, and it's wrong.
I wanted to grow tomatoes tomorrow. You've taken all of my equipment. I can legally buy the equipment through the hydroponic centers online. I can grab all that stuff, but not because you're growing it for cannabis. We have, there's a lot of money gets invested in the stuff, And it's got me thinking, Alex, I thought to myself, well, okay, well, I'm looking to that. We do have a hemp party here in Australia, but it's been going for a few years now. There's only 13 members that are part of this. And it gets me thinking, it's the platform that California is using, and I think it was the We Grow that was supplying all the nutrients and all the growing systems and that. And let's let's turn this around because of the medicinal.
Well, look, bottom line, they hate marijuana because it's grassroots. They want hardcore drugs. They ship in both pharmaceutical and illegal. So don't use any pharmaceuticals or any hard drugs. Marijuana's got some good uses, but can also cause problems. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1731.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1774.60, $887.30 for a half ounce, or $443.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1774.60, $887.30, and $443.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Criminal mafia. But it's a mafia that hired a bunch of scientists to create a scientific control grid. Look at this news. This is out of the Daily Mail today. Notice that 10 years ago, you never heard people talking about eugenics. Now you see it in the news almost every day. We're forcing it out there. And as people begin to get knowledge of it, they discover the entire system is based on it. Yale University's plan to create an intellectually superior race of children to depopulate and repopulate Britain after World War II. Yale University only offered children of Oxford and Cambridge University staff an evacuation of the U.S. during nuclear war with Russia. One evacuee had raised questions about the experience, asking, did they want to save the gene pool? Yale's president, James Angel, was a, quote, fanatic eugenicist in the worst meaning of the word. And again, every major university that we've looked into randomly, the biology department head, the psychology department heads, they are always, I've randomly checked universities, Yale, Harvard, UT, they're always writing papers about reducing population and eugenics. And again, my dad, top of his class, already at UT in high school, part of a summer program. They test 160 of the smartest kids in Texas, take the top six, bring them into a room and tell them, you know, basically, you're going to be part of the future elite. We're establishing a eugenics world government. Hitler was bad because he only wanted to go after certain groups. We're going after everybody. And my dad was like, no, thank you. He was called in by the head of the botany department. And he was nothing special. This is standard. And most people get called in or told, you're the elite, you're the best, you're going to be part of this. They're like, oh, yes. And boom, that happened to Bill Gates. It happened to all these people. That's why Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, George Soros meet at Rockefeller University, according to ABC News, to discuss global government and how they reduce population. And then I covered it on the Sunday show. Me and Aaron were talking about it, how the British royalty won't take vaccines, eat only organic, and have organic food flown around the world with them. How the German government only eats organic and won't take vaccines, all in the news, but just hidden here and there. How the Chinese government has secret gardens and tries to keep it secret that they eat only filtered non-fluoride water and don't take vaccines and eat only organic because they know it's designed to sterilize them. I mean, this is all in the news. We're just aware of it and pull together like 10 mainstream articles and show you where it's admitted. So you got Bill Gates openly saying he loves you, please take a shot because he cares about you, but then in a speech to a bunch of technocrats laughing and saying we got to give the population shots so we get the human population down, and everyone starts laughing and clapping, and it cuts to all the chicken neck trendies who are all top of their class too, clapping, getting off on the power. Dr. Pianca, Texas Academy of Sciences, projects red skulls on the wall. This was in major Texas papers 5 years ago. It's in my film Endgame. Remember this. And says he said his family's going to have to die, but world government's what's needed, and we've got to have at least 90% die. And a standing ovation with people crying. All the top scientists in Texas, they're at the meeting crying. Papers reporting in rapture as he says, prepare to kill 90%. Oh, yes. Oh, crying. Oh, I'm such a control freak. I've got such power. I hate everybody. No, they told me when I was in high school I was the smartest. We're part of this little sick mutual worship society. And Bianca's like, I know my family will have to die too. I'm sad, but it has to be. It's going to happen soon. We're all going to die. It's beautiful. I mean, this is the type of wild craziness that you and I and all of us are facing. And you can go look up everything I'm saying. These people are beyond nuts. And it goes on to say that Yale, of course, working for the U.S. government, was obsessed with the genetic bloodlines of the British upper class. So was Hitler. He believed the British were even more Aryan than the Germans because the Germans have been overrun by other groups. And so that's why Hitler at first wouldn't bomb cities. He'd only bomb bases. So the Brits, in a psychological warfare op that's been declassified, did a midnight raid early on into Berlin bombing city so Hitler would throw a fit, their psychological warfare chiefs properly predicted, to then start bombing the population instead of military bases, because if he'd have kept bombing the bases, he would have won. Side issue, though. I'm going to tell you about mobile sterilization vans coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
To 2 p.m. Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. And, of course, I come back every evening, or other members of the InfoWars team do, at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Mountain for InfoWars Nightly News. That, in many respects, is even more powerful than the radio transmission. All right, I've already covered some news. I want to get into the body of the news now as quickly as possible and then go to your phone calls ahead of Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, and, of course, award-winning actor in his own right, joining us to talk about interesting film he's working on concerning 9/11 truth. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'll get into 1984, not the book, the year 1984. World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps. You see, once you've been bankrupted Once they've destroyed the economy and they can say you're not self-sufficient, they're going to deem you to not be able to take care of yourself, and they're going to sterilize you and take your children. This is already beginning. Oh, you want to go to university? You must take the meningitis shot, which has been linked to deaths and doesn't even protect you. And there was only 20-something cases in the state of Texas last year. But Rick Perry says it's the law. You've got to take it to get into university. And then he blocks people entering the university. Kind of like he lied and said it was the law to take the Gardasil shot, and that couldn't hold up in court. What a slimy criminal. And all their blood's on your hands, Perry, you little nobody. I know you're blackmailed, but you're just a piece of trash. All right, before I get back into that, I want to tell you about a new book we're carrying. Weldon bought this at the bookstore and read it and said it was really good. And I know that I'd read one of his other fiction books, but it paralleled reality. Even had some patriot leaders in it, like Mark Kornke, when he wrote an earlier book. But now it's a New York Times bestseller. We're going to get him on later in the week, and we have it at InfoWars.com. It's good to give friends and family concerning the type of collapse that could happen. And it's titled Survivors, a Novel on the Coming Collapse. John Wesley Rawls, just an amazing patriot writer. In an America that has succumbed to complete financial governmental collapse, a handful of determined survivors must make their way to safety. The globalists plan a controlled collapse and allowing some anarchy, so we then beg for the military on the streets. But point is, you can get these books at InfoWars.com. We also have it in stock, but we're almost sold out. We're going to have to reprint Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. It had been basically out of print. It was selling for $300 a piece. Well, we made sure it got back into print and helped the fellow that owns the publishing rights, the author, print a bunch. And it's going a lot quicker than I thought it would, and your purchase supports Fritz and also our operation, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available at InfoWars.com. And speaking of InfoWars Nightly News, we're still running that 15-day free trial to get all my films in super high quality, expanded extras, 9 years of material. It'll be in April. The Nightly News, the expanded commercial-free video and audio podcast. It's all there and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you win, because when you become a member, it funds our operation. And we let folks with their username and passcode, whatever you choose, have six people logged in at one time with the same username and passcode. So you basically get six memberships, 15 cents a day, for the price of one. And we're running in the month of February a friendship special. Love, friendship, all the same thing. Give the gift of truth. We've got a huge discount on the yearly membership there right now as well. And we will end that special when this month ends. We kind of extended the December, January special into February. So give the gift of truth in February. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com is the URL as well. It'll get you right there to the site. Okay, so the Daily Mail is reporting that British children during World War II, and then afterwards when there was a threat of nuclear war, were offered to come to the United States, but only if they were of a superior genetic bloodline. And it goes on to say the eugenics movement at Yale University may have extended the invitation because they plan to repopulate a devastated Britain with a race of intellectually superior children. And, of course, that's what they were doing. It goes on to say, was Yale hoping to save the offspring of the British academic elite, protecting those 125 children because it saw them as future leadership class, especially deserving of preservation, as Jonathan Freeland in the Sunday Telegraph? As the threat of the invasion loomed and the terror of the Nazi bombs continued, Yale University sent a letter to both Oxford and Cambridge universities offering children of their fellows and others evacuation refuge in the U.S., calling itself the Yale Community Receiving Oxford and Cambridge University Children. 125 Oxford children and 35 mothers took up the offer, boarding the SS Antonia from Liverpool to New Haven, Connecticut in 1940. And it goes on to break down the head of the university was a top eugenicist. And that was basically why they were doing it. Well, absolutely. Look, when my dad was called in because he was one of the highest test scorers in Texas, to the University of Texas as a junior at the time in high school, and after they'd done the testing and called him aside, they said, look, we need you to be part of the future elite. Hitler was bad because he only wanted to kill certain groups. We need to carry out a global government for eugenics, basically to save humanity. And my dad said to the head of the botany department, well, you're Jewish. Well, I mean, eugenics. And you're like, ah, Hitler bad, but eugenics good. So you have to understand, this is across the board. This is what the elites see, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Jewish, whether they're Russian, whether they're Mexican. I mean, the eugenics movement was huge in Mexico up until the 1940s. And this is what's happening. And this is what your whole world is based on. And the disgust for humanity. And instead of trying to lift up humanity, these people have just written everyone off and try to create a self-fulfilling prophecy where they just try to dumb down the population so they can be more orderly, controlled, and herded and conditioned towards more expansive exterminations in the future. And that's how they could get U.S. scientists to inject poor white people, black people, with radiation, radioactive particles, radiate foster children to death who were deformed or even had mild retardation, inject black men with syphilis over 45 years and keep it secret and watch them spread it in the black population, release bioweapons in 1968 in the New York subway. All of this has been declassified. And people are like, oh, the government wouldn't kill us on 9/11 or fund groups and let them attack. No, they just took 4,000 plus U.S. foster children in the 1940s alone and put them in chambers and radiated them to death. And I called Paul Watson about this morning. I said, have you seen this Daily Mail and Sunday Times article that originally broke it about the eugenicist and wanting to save the supreme genetics of the British elite of academia? Because that's what Wedgwood, Huxley, Darwin, Galton, all of them intermarried to try to create the supermen. That's what Huxley was. He wrote a book about it in 1932, 1933, Brave New World. And later in the 60s said, this is the real world we're trying to set up. This is not fiction. This is what we want to build. You can go listen to his Berkeley speech when he knew he was dying. He went ahead and spilt the beans. But he said, even though I'm telling you this, you probably won't be able to stop us, and began laughing at them. It was not Huxley having a heart and warning people. At that very time, his brother ran UNESCO and Agenda 21 UN system at the United Nations. Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. So my point here is that this is the global government. This is what they're establishing. This is the system they're setting up. Okay. Now, here's a new one at Infowars.com by a great writer who does just amazing digging on the site. 1984 World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps. Fittingly, it's the year 1984. And it says sterilization vans and camps to facilitate the sterilization policies of the Third World. And this was carried out in Peru and other areas. The report also threatens nations who are slow implementing the bank's population policies with drastic steps, less compatible with individual choice and freedom. And there's another report out of tens of thousands per year in Latin America dying. And they say it's a mystery illness why their kidneys are failing. No, there's been documentaries put out about the families that live and work next to the soybean fields and others that have the Roundup sprayed, and the Roundup's going into their drinking water and killing them deader than a hammer. It's not a mystery. I mean, the New York Times 2 months ago came out and said, well, yeah, World Bank groups are exterminating blacks to get them off the property to create a carbon sink for this African country, to comply. And they're like, well, it's for the earth. I mean, you know, burning down villages and shooting little kids. I mean, maybe it's needed. And I saw articles out of Honduras where they're going in and killing the people and herding them up into the compact cities. That's what smart growth is. You're going off your land. You're going into a mega city where you can be billy clubbed and microwave gunned and sound cannoned, and so horses can ride over the top of you, and so you can be face scanned and license plate read, and so you can have Ritalin and Prozac crammed down your throat and drink fluoride water. The report, literally saturated with dehumanizing proposals, is devoted entirely to the World Bank's long-term strategic strategies in regards to population control and does not shy away from proposing the most draconian methods in order to depopulate the planet. Male and female sterilization IUDs can be made more rapidly available through mobile facilities such as sterilization vans in Thailand. They already had those. And periodic camps such as the vasectomy and tubectomy camps in India, which they set up. And IUD safaris in Indonesia. That's where they just ride in and round you up. They come in and give women in Indonesia, it came out just last year, these shots. And they all have, they literally throw nets on them, taser them, grab them, and go, here's your shot. For tetanus, and they have miscarriage the next day. They're like, that's how you black op them. And I've got it. It just goes on and on here. And again, that's what's so incredible about all this is that it's all public. It's all going on right in front of everyone. IMF, World Bank, Rockefeller documents, hundreds and hundreds. We publish them. We link to them on a daily basis. And the New York Times comes out and says we're evil and conspiracy theorists because we know how to read what they're doing. Oh, here they are implementing it. You saw California pass a law where they're going to shoot your 12-year-olds up with Gardasil shots that have been known to kill people but also have abortions without telling you and give you other vaccines. In England, they've gone one step further. This is out of the London Telegraph. Girls 13 given contraceptive implants at school. Girls as young as 13 have been fitted with contraceptive implants at school without their parents knowing, and they're ordered to sign a decree that they'll be criminally charged if they tell their parents. Yeah, I saw articles last year where all over the country they had third graders they chose, and they taught them, don't trust your parents. What was it, about a year ago, they came out and said to them, we're going to put you all in a biometric database, but don't tell mommy and daddy. We're going to play James Bond. You're now spies, and you're not going to let mommy and daddy know that we're face scanning and retina scanning and thumbprinting and handprinting you. And then when the parents came out, and they caught them. The police came around. This is in the news and threatened the parents and said, national security. They take your blood at birth. They put stuff in your water. They play God. They. Whoa. Let me continue with the article. But it has caused a backlash from parents who weren't aware that their daughters had been fitted with the 4CM device, which sits under the skin. And has been linked to not just destroying fertility permanently, I would add, but also killing women's sexual desire. It is currently unknown exactly how many youngsters have taken part in the scheme. And it goes on in the article that they have the children sign a pledge they won't tell their parents and tell them they'll go to jail. That's like a child molester. When they rape a child, they tell them, now you'll go to jail or you'll get in trouble or I'll kill your puppy. Of course, there is no law saying that, but they say it's a confidentiality medical, it's their medical privacy, so it's medical privacy law, which they're lying. They're just saying it's a law, and then not letting the children tell their parents they're fraud. Here it is. Parents say they've been forced to inspect their child's arm for any sign of the implant. And it goes on here. Let me find the part in the article. They tell them that they don't have to face the embarrassment of going to see the doctor, and it's all confidential, so their mom doesn't need to know a thing. They say the school had also gone ahead with counseling the family doctor. I'm trying to find the part. There's a part in here where they, or maybe that BBC article, Jacobson showed this to me last night when I was up here working, where they tell them, don't tell your parents, it's medical privacy. You'll go to jail if you do. I mean, it is just so mind-blowing. I just read to you where Yale was run by a eugenicist obsessed with saving the British bloodline. Hitler was as well. I just read to you with direct link to the 1984 development report of the World Bank. In fact, guys, pull this up if you can and click on that first link so we can show it to people. I mean, again, I know this information. You know it. I've got the Rockefeller Foundation documents from the 60s about sterilants and vaccines. They've been caught doing it. They've been caught meeting a few years ago for depopulation. And now, because you're waking up to vaccines, Perry actually did get a law passed. It isn't just an executive order saying if you want to go to college, you got to take whatever vaccines they say. It sets the precedent for just hundreds of these things to be pushed on you. Well, you know what? Can the government pass a law that I've got to sacrifice my firstborn child on top of an altar at a pyramid? Because it was the law in the Aztec kingdom. It was the law in most other cultures. Now, there's the document. Good job. It was the law. The law of the king, the law of the priest, the Druids, to exercise authority, would routinely demand the children of noblemen. They would get them drunk on mead and a mixture of other chemicals. What's the thing you hold over somebody's head to where they've got to kiss you in the old mistletoe? Yeah, mistletoe and honey liquor, and they'd, because the royalty got to be drunk before they killed them, and then they'd hold them and bash their brains out and then slit their throat, or they would put you in a big wicker burning man. Oh, yeah, that's how they did it, and burn you up in it, or throw you into a bone fire, where we get the term bonfire. All the Germanic tribes, 24/7 human sacrificing.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Okay, we're back live. We're going to start the second hour here in a few minutes and go to your calls interspersed with news on Ron Paul saying, yeah, looks like there's fraud in Maine. Good job, Paul. Because I know he's wanted to look like a, you know, fair loser or somebody, you know, who's real positive and above the fray. But when there's fraud, there's fraud. Also, we've got huge developments on the Iran front. I will get to that. But Aaron Deitch just ran in here without even looking today. This is what he ran into. And now he's doing another search on the term. Undoubtedly, whenever they do something like this, it's a talking point, so you'll see it everywhere. And sure enough, I was looking during the break and did find some more examples of it. Here is the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press. Unbelievable. Michigan is breeding poverty. Now listen to this. Since the national attention is on birth control, here's my idea. If we want to fight poverty, reduce violent crime, and bring down our embarrassing dropout rate, we should swap contraceptives for fluoride in Michigan's drinking water. Hey, Bubba, sodium fluoride is a contraceptive, and it attacks every organ in the body and gives you a sevenfold increase in cancer. They're also proposing in other news outlets putting lithium in the water and statins. Again, why not? They're already forced drugging us. And when you go get your city to vote to take the fluoride toxic waste out, states like New Jersey and Arkansas just passed laws saying it must be in there. Really? Well, can you pass a law saying Hitler can throw Jews into pits and shoot them, or Stalin can throw Ukrainians into pits and shoot them? No. You can pass laws all day. I say they're null and void. I say you're a fraud. I say what the Aztecs did was a fraud. Now, I may have been a crazy man 1,000 years ago if I was teleported back to Chichen Itza in southern Mexico and the Yucatan, and I could speak Mayan, and I said, hey, don't cut those children's hearts out today when the sun comes up. The sun's a ball of gas. It's not a god. You don't need to kill your people. And, of course, the priests made their money off selling the meat in the square. They'd be like, hey, we're making tax money off this. This is our main meat product. Shut up. See, I'm the crazy man to the Aztecs. Just like if I was in Nazi Germany in 1940 and said, don't arrest all these people and put them in camps, I'm the crazy bad man. And see, I happen to know they're already poisoning our water. And I'm, again, the crazy bad man. Because in a land run by psychos, people who aren't psychos are the bad men. And again, the dumbed down who are already brain damaged from this, they're not going to listen to me. They're going to laugh. Oh, they're not doing this to us. I'm speaking to those that are intelligent enough to avoid this. Now, they're moving to make it the law to take shots. And now it's the point of, I'm going to defend myself and my family. You're not going to assault me with that chemical/bioweapon. And again, you shouldn't go to the University of Texas because they've done this. My mother went there. My dad went there. My grandfather went there. You can't go to UT. You can't go to Texas universities now because they're going to try to make you take all these shots. You can't join the military because they do it. They've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses. I'm not debating the science of inoculation, even though it's linked to increased cancer and shutting down your immune system. Separately, if there was some deadly bioweapon out there and they had a vaccine that really protected you, I'd take it, except they're going to add a Trojan horse. You can't trust these people because their stated goal is to hurt you through the shots. There's a reason cancer rates are over 2,000%. And here they are saying, since the poor people are dependent on government, we have a right to sterilize them. That's why they want to make you dependent, is so they can then say, well, we're going to sterilize you now or take your kids now because you are dependent. You've got to take all these vaccines when you're on welfare to get the welfare. And in those shots, they're giving you cancer viruses and everything else. You might...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.